Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Intern Lauren here was all stressed out before Christmas because she was getting it. Was it a family picture done?
Well, one of my sisters lives in Missouri, and she was coming down. She has about a year and a half old baby. So my mom was like, oh, that'd be really cool if, you know, three of my kids and my granddaughter would get their picture taken. And at first I was like, yeah, I guess we haven't had our picture taken in like the past 4 years, and we all changed a little. But then I was thinking about it, like, it's Christmas time, and usually, you know, Christmas time is also involves holiday foods like cookies and candy and like all the bad stuff. And then I was like, great, I have to work out the whole time during Christmas. I can't eat anything because I'm going to look at these pictures forever and I'm going to be fat in them. I just don't want it.
God, these weight issues that come up with the women on the show all the time. I was shocked a couple of weeks ago when you guys said that women constantly, 24/7, think about food and what they put in their mouth. All the time.
And I think some more than others. And I think we have to qualify it too, because we've talked to so many of our listeners that it's more of a white girl issue than it is, you know, it's more of the Caucasian girls that are obsessed with weight and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's on our minds all the time. How many times a day do you think about your weight?
Honestly, probably the whole day.
Really?
Like, I mean, I don't know. Me, I might be different because in high school I had issues, I guess, somewhat. But yeah, all the time. Like, I think about working out constantly, and I have to like at least get it over with in the morning, and then I won't think about it in the afternoon. I don't know. I'm a different person,
I guess. Let's back up to the high school.
I don't know. I guess, like, let's see. I was in cross country and I lost like a lot of weight, and then I guess it kept proceeding until senior year where I lost a ton of weight, and people didn't know how. And I mean, I was seriously just working out. Like, I love to work out, and people kept saying, you know, you're losing a lot of weight and it looks like really unhealthy. Like, in my sister's wedding photos, like, you can see all the bones in my back. Like, I mean, it was like creepy, gross, but like, I didn't recognize it at the time. But
really?
Do you think it was an eating disorder? Were you starving yourself?
I really wasn't. Like, I ate a little bit and then I would work out a bunch, like a ton. Like,
how much? Like, how many hours a day?
I mean, it really, like, at the time it was like an hour and a half, but I really wasn't eating that much. But I was still eating to the point where, you know, I wasn't starving myself, but...
Did you pass out?
No. Like, never? I was totally fine. And, like, I never realized it. And, like, I was like, oh, this is really cool. Like, I'm super, super skinny.
Isn't that what an eating disorder is? Isn't
it? Because you do get a distorted view of yourself.
Yeah.
You've seen the stories about the women that are anorexic and starving themselves. And the skinnier they got and how gaunt they looked, they thought they looked better.
Right.
Like, in their eyes, it was better, when the rest of the world was like, oh my gosh, no, it's so unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at the time, I didn't realize anything. Like, I look at the pictures now, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I was actually that skinny. But, I mean, I really didn't think anything was wrong with me then. I still somewhat don't, but...
So when you look at the pictures now and you see yourself back then,
I think it's gross. And my mom's like, I can't believe you're that skinny. And I was just like, yeah, I know.
But you still kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Do you still look at those pictures now and aspire to that?
I guess not now because I was so thin, but I mean, I wish I could still be somewhat, I mean, bigger than that, but still thinner than I am now.
Where do you think all that comes from?
Honestly, I don't know. I think when I was a child, I was kind of chubby. So maybe as a child, I always thought, man, I wish I was skinny. And then by the time that I got that skinny, then I thought, wow, like, you know, it can actually happen that I can be skinny. So I guess mentally, I always think like, I don't know, I just think about like weight a lot. And I think I'm like the only one in my family because they're like, why do you think about going to the gym and eating so much? And I'm just like, I don't know.
It's kind of become, do you feel like it's like an obsession level?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, really?
I mean, when I talk about it to my friends, like, why do you think about going to the gym all the time? I was like, I don't know. I have like anxiety about going.
So when you,
and if I don't.
When you look at yourself in the mirror now, what do you see?
I see something I don't like. Not every day, like, but some days are better than some, but especially after the holidays and like eating stuff, then I just feel really guilty. But
how many days a week do you work out?
At least 4, but I try to do more if I can.
Is it still an hour and a half a day?
Oh, yeah. But since I moved home, I can totally tell that I've changed working out. Because at school, I was just like, I don't know. I guess at school, mentally, I saw everybody. It was like super skinny. So I had to keep myself at like their weight levels or whatever. But then like moving home, I don't know. I just don't feel it as much as a pressure as it was back at school.
Sound like you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
I do. And I honestly, I don't know where it comes from because nobody in my family works out like I do. Like none of them even really work out. So I have no idea where it comes from.
Did you ever have a relationship or a boyfriend who commented on your weight?
No. Like when I was in high school, my boyfriend was like, really, every time I see you, because he was in college and I was in high school, and he was like, every time I see you, you're getting skinnier. And like at that point, I was like, oh, really? Like, I thought it was a compliment. And like now that I like look back at it, I'm like, oh my God, I was getting thinner like every time that he saw me. But no, nobody's ever really talked about my weight.
I've never been around anybody that has sort of said I had an eating disorder and I went and I got help for it and now I'm healthy. So I don't know if things that you're saying right now like are red flags for people that have eating disorders or not.
I mean, I think there is a difference between women who think about it or you're trying to eat healthy or trying to work out or get fit or all those kind of thoughts. Mm-hmm. And there's, I think there's a difference between that and obsessing over it. Like you said, you think about it all day long. How many times within 1 hour do you think that weight or working out or food crosses your mind? In an hour?
At least 10. I mean, but it comes more so like if I watch TV and like I see skinny girls, I'm like, oh man, now I really need to work out.
And then, like, you're probably comparing yourself to every single woman you walk by every single day. You're like, oh, well, I'm thinner than her. Oh, well, I'm not thinner than her. Oh, well, she has a better this, or I have a better that.
Do most girls do that, though?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't. Do you go to the gym, like, as soon as you see those, like, images?
I mean, not as soon. Like, I have, like, specific times that I want to go, but when I see them, I, like, aspire to be thin. I don't know.
How often do you eat a day?
I try to eat small meals a day. Maybe, like, I have 3 meals and 1 snack, but they're kind of small meals.
So, like, are you under 600 calories for the day?
No, I'd say like 600. Right, or 600. More. I mean, like, I don't know. I would always say, like, I give myself a certain amount of calories during the week, and then the weekends I would splurge. And it's come to the point where now when I'm at home, I like splurge a lot. And I know it's like getting bad for me, but at school, I would definitely be like 600 or less. Because, like, we had, I was in a nutrition class and we had to write down like the meals that we ate every day and the calorie intake. And my teacher was like, you need to eat more. And I was like, yeah, I know.
But you still didn't.
No.
Here is Allison. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Hey.
I was listening to the lady that just called and it felt like I was listening to myself almost.
That's our intern.
And I wanted to give her some advice. I had recently, like, I had a friend come into my life. She was a really good friend, and she opened up to me. And she opened up to me about her eating disorder. And it opened my eyes, like, how many things, like, were wrong with what I was doing. And I just wanted to tell her, like, how much that opened my eyes. And it was just, I kept listening to what she was saying and relating to everything that she was saying. I think about my weight constantly. And it's really, like, a really big issue. And I don't think that it's, like, something that needs to control my life as much as it does.
What did she say to you that was, like, the final red flag for you to say, okay, I'm obsessing over this?
It wasn't so much as what she said. It was just, like, hanging out with her and seeing, like her telling me her experience and how much, like, I could relate to what she was doing. And she's, like, to a point where she went and got treatment and is, like, 100% better from it. And, like, she does things that, like, I catch myself not wanting to do, like, the things that she, like she eats normally and stuff like that. So I'm actually going to go to a meeting with her. It's, like, Eating Disorders Anonymous meeting. And just see, like, what I can learn from it, because I feel like what I do is not normal. Like, I shouldn't be obsessing as much as I do over.
I've always wondered, what did she tell you treatment is like for an eating disorder? What is that?
She went to a place, like, it was a really long process, and she went somewhere and got help, and I don't know exactly what they did, but
so she checked into, like, a Betty Ford for eating disorders.
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
it's like a rehab facility.
I mean, it was completely, like, on her own terms and stuff like that, but I just feel like it's my, like, the lady that called, like, I constantly think about it. It's constantly on my mind, and I know that that's not normal. And
it's definitely
putting,
not.
Like, having somebody in my life like that has definitely put it into perspective how much, like the things that I do is not normal and kind of dangerous. So it's helping me a lot. And when Bert said that he's never met somebody that, you know, has actually had an eating disorder, it opened my eyes a lot.
Because you never know.
Right. Well, I've known people that have had eating disorders, but I've never known anybody that had the eating disorder, got help for it, and was healthy after that. So I don't know what the signs are. But Michelle here wants to be on The Voice Disguiser, can certainly relate maybe to what you're
saying. Absolutely. Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What's up?
Tomorrow am checking myself into treatment for an eating disorder. This will be my second time in treatment. Wow. I was healthy for a while after my first time in treatment, and it's gotten worse again, so I'm going back. I'm sorry, I forget the young girl's name.
Lauren,
you need to go talk to your primary care physician. You should talk to a therapist or a nurse. These are red flag after red flag after red flag. And I'm not going to tell you that you have an eating disorder because I'm not qualified to do that. But everything you say is something that I have said. And I was in denial about it for a long time, and I kept thinking, well, it's normal. I'm a girl. I'm supposed to think about weight. I'm supposed to count calories. But starvation is anything below 900 calories a day.
Oh, really?
So if at any point in your life you've been restricting yourself to 600 or less and exercising, those are just two huge red flags. And it's important to realize that eating disorders have nothing to do about exercise, about food, about your family history with exercise and food. Those can all tie into it, but it's about something emotional, some sort of trauma usually. And again, I don't know you, I don't know your past, but don't think, oh, I don't know where this comes from because no one in my family works out. Chances are that has nothing to do with it.
Are you sort of listening to what Michelle's saying and dismissing like advice she's giving you? Like you're thinking, come on, I can't, this is not me she's talking
about. I mean,
about.
I totally understand where she's coming from. And also, I think the 600 calories or less, I did that like maybe in high school, but totally, I did not do that in college, and right now I don't. But I agree with what she's saying for the most part.
Let me do this. I found a couple of online tests that I think it's about 15 questions long that gives you a better understanding if you are, if you have an eating disorder or not. Why don't we answer those when we come back and we'll see what it says. Now it's one website, so I don't know how credible it could be. But it can point you in the right direction if you're willing to do it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. No. It just
you weren't expecting this, right?
No. I mean, I don't think I really need to go to the therapist. I'm not like that crazy now.
Hey,
I'm
not saying that. Well, it's not crazy though.
It's not crazy.
Hey, Michelle, I want to keep you on hold.
The smartest people in the world go to therapists. Those are the least crazy people I know.
Hey, Michelle, let me keep you on hold, okay?
Okay.
And we'll take the test, and you can continue to talk to Michelle, because you've got this in your head that this is some kind of craziness thing going on, and I think you're sort of like, you're not going to hear anybody else's answers, but
sure.
If you take this and you see that the results come out either positively or negatively, then you'll maybe take them more seriously.
Well, you don't want to hear it, because then if you realize there's something wrong, then you would have to change it. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to change anything about the way that you think or the way you think about your body or food or whatever.
Right.
I think there's like 15 questions on this thing. We'll start going through them next.
The Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.